Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden has signed 10 executive orders related to the federal response to COVID-19. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Biden says the pandemic will likely worsen in the U.S. before it gets better.
In announcing his coronavirus response plan, President Biden was clear-eyed about the challenges. He said the U.S. will likely hit 500,000 deaths from COVID-19 next month.
This is a wartime undertaking. Today, I'm signing an executive action to use the Defense Production Act and all other available authorities to direct all federal agencies and private industry to accelerate the making of everything that's needed to protect, test, vaccinate, and take care of our people.
Biden also wants to vastly expand the pool of people who can administer vaccines. Still, he said it is a brutal truth that it will take months to get the majority of Americans vaccinated. In the meantime, he urged everyone to mask up. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Congress is granting a waiver that clears the way for retired Army General Lloyd Austin to become the nation's next Secretary of Defense. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, Austin's Senate confirmation could come as soon as tomorrow.
The Senate is facing a tight schedule to approve as many of Biden's nominees as possible before launching a Senate impeachment trial against former President Trump. Under a policy designed to preserve civilian oversight of the military, any potential defense secretary is generally required to be out of active duty for at least 7 years. Austin retired from the Army in 2016, but both chambers of Congress have now approved the waiver. If confirmed, Austin will be the nation's first Black Secretary of Defense. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
And his confirmation hearing today, Pete Buttigieg, the nominee to become Transportation Secretary, told lawmakers he sees the department playing a central role in job creation and combating inequality. Buttigieg is the former South Bend, Indiana mayor who ran against Biden in 2020. The top Republican in the U.S. Senate is pushing to delay the start of the impeachment trial of former President Trump. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is asking that the trial date be set for next month.
In a statement, McConnell is asking the House to send the article of impeachment to the Senate on January 28th. The former president would then be given 2 weeks to prepare before a trial starts in February. The Democratic-controlled Senate is facing the challenge of balancing the impeachment trial with confirming the Biden administration's cabinet nominees and moving ahead with his legislative agenda, which includes the next coronavirus relief bill.
Windsor Johnston reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Seven Democratic senators have asked the Ethics Committee to investigate whether their Republican colleagues Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley played any role in the deadly insurrection against the U.S. Capitol. Hawley and Cruz led objections to certifying Joe Biden's victory as marauders stormed the building, in some cases calling for the deaths of political leaders. The two lawmakers have condemned the attackers, while Democrats say they edged them on. The city of Baghdad is reeling after a double suicide bombing that killed at least 32 people and injured more than 100 others. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, according to the Site Intelligence Group, which monitors extremist organizations. NPR's Allison Fordham has more.
At the scene of the attack at a market in Baghdad, people said the first bomber had pretended to be ill and had detonated a suicide vest when people gathered to help him. The second bomber struck people assisting the wounded. Vendors at the market said they were especially shocked because the city has been so much safer in recent years. The threat of ISIS and other extremist groups has dwindled since the Islamic State was defeated on the battlefield and lost its territory. But extremists still conduct attacks across the country, and now Baghdadis are fearful the bombings that used to be common in the capital could return. The Prime Minister announced a reshuffle, dismissing a number of senior officials in charge of Baghdad's security from their positions. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Wall Street stocks closed mixed today, with the Dow Jones Industrials dipping 12 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 73. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.
Support for